Welcome to the third episode of Ask the ETC. This is Mary, the innkeeper here at the Eco Village Training Center on the farm. This week's question was about our gray water system. Earlier this week, the farm experienced an electrical issue with the pump that supplies the community water tower. So to make sure that everyone on the farm had enough water for necessities, we all made an effort to cut back on our use for more frivolous activities. This experience inspired me to blog about how we normally conserve water in our daily lives as part of an effort to live more sustainably here at the ETC. The Instituto de Ingles America, and please excuse my atrocious American accent there, asked, "What do you do with the water used in the shower or from rinsing the dishes? And what about the laundry?" I turned to Jason Deptula, our site manager, for that answer.
Well, all of the gray water that goes down the drains at the Eco Hospital, as well as the showers at the shower house, go to an 11,000 square foot constructed wetland system. This includes the laundry, the kitchen and sinks, showers, everything except for the toilets. And basically, there are several stages and several ponds that the water goes through, and it's treated aerobically and anaerobically. Using plants such as the yellow iris and the cattail and lots of other wildlife takes part in that whole process, and the last pond in the line is very clear water. It's just available for habitat. We also harvest some of the plants that grow in these pond systems and use them as fertilizer in our gardens so that we can close the loop between waste stream and a resource. That about sums it up.
Alright. Thanks. If you would like your question answered here on ETC, you can leave it in any one of our online homes. EcoVillagers is kind of our online handle, so our blog is ecovillagers.blogspot.com. Facebook is facebook.com/ecovillagers, and YouTube is youtube.com/ecovillagers. So, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you again here next week at Ask the ETC.